This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Gocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Captain John Reagan's with us. And joining us for a special report is Sam Bushman. Sam Bushman was in Oregon. He called me last night. He's a USAPrepares.com instructor. And he and Kurt Crosby, his sidekick, were out in Oregon. They took a road trip to the standoff in Oregon, along with Sheriff Richard Mack. And we're going to hear live what they experienced. Welcome, Sam Bushman.
Hey, Vinny. Hope you're doing well, and hello to the captain as well.
Howdy.
So, Vincent, it's a fascinating thing. We went there for a peaceful rally. It was in Burns, Oregon, which is about almost 200 miles probably from Boise, Idaho. And we drove almost about a nine-hour drive to the location. We got there, and we went to a restaurant. It's called RG's, and we went there and got some homemade chili. There was a very nice waitress there right when we got there, and she's like, hey, how's it going? And we talked to her, and she said, you're from out of town, huh? Yeah, what are you guys doing here? Well, we're here for this peaceful rally to defend the Hammond family and stuff like that. And anyway, she laughs, and she goes, yeah, they cleared out the jail for you guys. Oh, thanks a lot. And so we talked to her and showed her that we were peaceful, and she actually agreed with us. Most people in the town agree that the Hammonds are being flat-out wronged, that the federal government's absolutely belligerently out of control. The federal government's violating the law. They're violating due process. They're violating property rights. They're absolutely on the aggressive offensive against ranchers. This is all true, every bit of it, and it can't be understated at how hostile the federal government has become. So we went there for a peaceful rally. After we ate, we went to the Safeway. That's where the rally started. At Safeway, we waited until about noon or so. I would say there was close to 600 people there. Now, the mainstream press is reporting 300. I know this. There were 300 and some odd that literally marched, but there were hundreds that were lining the streets and milling around and kind of watching the proceedings happen. There were a lot of people that were there that were a little bit afraid to march, but they still wanted to give their support. Overall, there was probably about 600 people there is my guess. And so we started the march. We first went straight to the sheriff's office, and we threw pennies on the sheriff's office porch. And the reason we threw pennies is, I don't know if you know, but in the olden days, if you were not pleased with a waiter or a waitress at a restaurant, then what you would do is you would put a penny in the bottom of the coffee cup or whatever, or just put a penny on the table and share your displeasure. It's like you're not worth a tip. The service sucked. Well, this throwing pennies on the porch of the sheriff's office was a protest saying, you know what? You're a cheap sellout, sheriff. You're not defending the Hammonds. You're not standing up for due process. You're not standing up against the feds for rule of law, for checks and balances. You're not standing for property rights, and we're incredibly disappointed in you as the elected sheriff. And so that's what that protest was about. We threw the pennies. We politely, peacefully moved on. We went straight to the Hammond home. And when we went to the Hammond home, the Hammonds came out on their porch. And when they came out on their porch, several of us got the chance to go up and give them hugs and shake their hand and speak with the Hammonds. Now, Stuart Rhodes is reporting, and others said that the Hammonds didn't want us there. That isn't true. I personally talked to Mr. and Mrs. Hammond myself. Not somebody else told me, so I talked to them. And I explained that I'm a nationally syndicated talk show host with Liberty Roundtable Live, and our goal is to tell their story to the nation and to help them get a redress of grievances, to have due process on their behalf, and to protect property rights. And they couldn't thank me enough for what we were doing and for our service. Believe it or not, we sang Amazing Grace to the Hammonds. We then left them with a bunch of flowers, and as we were leaving, Mr. Hammond yells out to the whole crowd, "This is not about me. This is not about my family. This is about our country." It was a peaceful, incredible, delightful to be part of event. I haven't been to many things that top it. It was incredible. There was no cop to be seen. So the police there deserve a little bit of a kudos because they had a hands-off approach. They did not intimidate. They did not do anything to repress our free speech and our First Amendment rights. It was wonderful. Now, I'm sure there was some plain officer, police officers in the crowd. Some plain clothes peace officers or police officers in the mix, but they did not assert themselves in any way, and you did not know who they were. I happen to have intel that tells me they were there, so they did a good job at securing a peaceful place for us all, but they didn't assert a heavy hand in any way, and they need to be commended for that. Now, we'll give the sheriff a kudos when he deserves it, and the police there will also be heavy-handed to say they're thugs when they are. The sheriff has allowed this thing to escalate to the position that it is. I'm calling for his resignation. The CSPOA is not at this point, but I personally am. Because, look, had he stood up and demanded due process, demanded the defense of the Hammonds, demanded the defense of property rights as a constitutional sheriff should do, we would never be at this position in the first place. And so it's the lack of a redress of grievance in America that is the problem here. It's the lack of respect for property rights. It's the lack of the balance of checks and the balance of power with the checks and balances in America, where local people in the states need to say, federal government, you're out of line. And because that's not done, we're to this critical point where Ammon Bundy and several other people felt like they needed to go and take over. Some would say it's a federal building. Others would say it's not a federal building at all. It's the people's building, and the feds have no right to it. Well, I agree with the latter point. The problem is it's so hard to have even a discussion about this when we're so far apart on definitions and reality. But the bottom line is they took arms, they went, and they're demanding people bring their arms and join them. I think it's an incredible mistake, and I stand against Ammon and those guys doing that. I do identify with their concerns. I do identify with the problems and the frustration that's spilling over. I believe that we'll have more and more and more of it if we don't do something quickly and if the federal government does not back down. At the same time, I do not support the actions of the Bundys in any way or the hardcore militiamen that are with them. And I'm submitting to you that after our peaceful rally is when these guys did this. The mainstream press is trying to mix these events together, which, again, I reject this intentional manipulation and reporting by the mainstream press. They're wrong. They're evil. So let me give you an example. They have my picture all over the internet from the peaceful rally, along with the story of what Ammon Bundy and those guys are doing, as if those are the same and I'm part of it. That's a lie. It's not true. There's two events. I was at the peaceful rally, proud to be there. We'll tell you every day, all day long, that I was there. But I was not part of and will not be part of what Ammon Bundy and those guys have done in this, whatever we want to call it, refuge facility or whatever we want to call this thing. I am not part of that. But the picture on the articles about Bundy is mine. It's about me. And so they've got this mixed together. I think they're doing it intentionally. They're doing this to take us all down and unwind all the good that we've done. So we were there that day. That's what happened. And I guess let's just start there, Vincent.
So, Sam, are you saying that the media is intentionally misleading us, or do you think it's out of ignorance?
I think they're intentionally misleading because they know full well there was about 600-plus people at our rally, and they know it was absolutely the model perfection example of peaceful. I mean, the most crazy thing that happened is a girl slipped on the ice and fell down, and everybody helped her up, okay? Mm-hmm. However, this small group of people, less than 30 people, went to this, whatever you want to call it, bird refuge or wildlife refuge, and they're held up in there now with guns and inviting people to go with guns. They know 99% of us that were at the rally aren't part of that. They know that full well. And so some may be doing it out of ignorance, but the majority, they're putting my picture there. They know full well I wasn't part of that group. I talked to the media that was there. They know full well that I wasn't part of that. And that's kind of my problem that I'm having with this is, intentional or not, they should be responsible to print retractions. They should be responsible to do something about this. I believe you've got a few key organizations in America that are doing this behind the scenes, and then the lower level average Joe on the front lines of a newspaper or a website, they're doing it ignorantly. But somebody behind the scenes knows full well what they're doing, sir. Guaranteed.
Sam, do you think that this could end up being like another Waco that happened in April of 1993?
I pray the answer is no, but unless the government backs down in a big way, the answer will be yes, sir. I spent all Saturday night texting with and talking to Ammon Bundy personally from inside there. I was, of course, outside trying to talk him out of this. His last response to me that I've had, I have it in text, was, Sam, don't have fear, have faith. What we're doing is right. In other words, Ammon believes this is, he's called of God to do this. We love you, we appreciate what you've done for us, Sam. And okay, Ammon Bundy wanted me to be in there with him as the main news reporter to tell their story. I refused. So I get Ammon's intent. I get his desire to do what's right and have change the game. We've been losing our liberties for far too long. Ammon's right about that, Vincent. What he's wrong about is the way he's going about it. They're not going to come out of there alive, and if they do, they're going to be in federal prison for a long, long, long time. I don't see how that helps our cause. That's the problem.
Sam, the feds, are they surrounding the buildings?
Well, I heard conflicting reports. There's an Intel Hub report that says 400 heavily armed FBI are on the ground ready to take action at any moment. However, I've got Pete Santilli and other talk show hosts on the ground saying they don't see a federal agent in sight. So I have conflicting information and don't know the answer. I personally believe what the federal government's going to do is they're going to sit back and act like they've got a soft hand, and they're going to let Ammon call for more and more patriots to join him with arms, and they're going to just let the patriots come out of the woodwork. The most hardcore among us will all gather and be sitting ducks. That's my fear.
And, you know, the federal government, state governments, even some local governments have stingrays or MC catchers, and they can just set up this little portable antenna and find out who's in there because everyone has a cell phone, I would think.
When you say these stingrays or catchers, just so people understand what they are, it's basically a way to replace the average tower that you think you're communicating with, and then their false communication device will track everything that's said and done, all the texts, all the voice that goes through. They'll be able to track all of it and monitor all of it. That's the intent, and I believe that's absolutely true. Right now, the Bundys want you to believe, and the people that have taken this over, that there's a million patriots in there. Just imagine a patriot behind every blade of grass. I'm convinced that it started out with about 30, and they may have at best 150 people in there. This is going to go wrong. We're hoping that we can. I left the event, Vincent, and the reason that I did is because Ammon wanted me to be one of the chief reporters inside with them, in other words, part of their protest, but telling the tale as the media. I refused to do that, but the reason that I left is because I was afraid the government would basically say, Sam, you're playing games, you're really part of them, and so I left.
Hold that thought. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, John Reagan's with us. Captain John Reagan, and Sam Bushman is joining us with a report about his experience at the standoff in Oregon. And Sam, I mentioned Waco. You know, anybody that I know, when he or she thinks of Waco, they think of the tanks, the firebombing, the sniper shots, and the execution of men, women, and children by the federal government, the FBI, over nothing, over the intent to serve a search warrant and an arrest warrant. That's what this was all about in Waco. And here we have another standoff in Oregon. Do you see any similarities?
I see a lot of similarities. Bottom line is the federal government doesn't like what people are doing. There's a little bit of a difference because in Waco...
Wait a minute, Sam, the federal government doesn't like... Sam, the federal government doesn't like what people are doing. I think that right. Stems from the people not liking what the federal government is doing.
I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. I agree. You're right. Okay. And that's kind of what the showdown is. The federal government wants ultimate control. They want you to sit down, shut up, give up all your land, give up all your rights, and just take place in this tyrannical, lord kingdom that they want for us, where they're the rulers at the top and you and I suffer at the bottom. That's what they want. The problem is that doesn't work in America. And they're starting to see that doesn't work. And that's why the federal government needs to stand down, open a peaceful dialogue. We need to have Americans at the local level and the state level use nullification and checks and balances to stop the out-of-control feds. We need to start throwing federal officials who will not obey the law in jail. We need to start getting direct about what we do. Sure, they need their due process too, but we need to really have real accountability in terms of what's on the ground. There's a lot of similarities between this and Waco. I think there's some differences, though. In Waco, they didn't necessarily call everybody to join them with arms. That's an escalation that Ammon's created that I really disagree with. Telling everybody to go there with arms is almost like bringing your brothers and sisters to a slaughter if you're not very careful. And so I wouldn't, in good faith, invite anybody or suggest anybody go there. Right now it's peaceful and people can come freely and leave freely. That will not be the case, I predict, in time. And I can't, in good faith, invite anybody there. It's not a boys' camp, folks. And so there's a lot of differences about what Ammon's doing. The other difference is, and I have a real problem with this, we all went to a peaceful rally, and then Ammon uses that to kind of parlay into this agenda that he's got now to eclipse our peaceful rally. I really resent that. I'm offended that those guys doing that. They've taken our peaceful stance and turned it into something that most of us there would not agree with. There were about 600 people there at the rally. There were hundreds and thousands of people across the internet that supported our rally, even if they could not go. And somehow, Ammon has turned this into his whatever it was. I think 30 people started out there. Now some people say there's as many as 150 there. I don't know how many people, but they've turned this into their agenda, which we don't even agree with. They've got my picture all over the internet tied with what they're doing. See, that stuff's wrong. And so they're really, in my opinion, doing us a complete disservice. What we really need to be focused on right now is how to peacefully end this thing, number one. Number two, we need to really work on, and there's the sheriff is working on this and several local officials. We want to try to create what's called a compassionate release for the Hammonds and get them out of jail. That's what we need to be focused on, Vincent.
My understanding is that they burned some brush to prevent the spread of fires.
Well, there's two times they burned. One was to stop a fire from burning their property in their home. Another time was, I don't know if you know, but if there's a hostile predator, like an insect or something that is not native or that somehow gets there and starts to wreak havoc with the environment, a lot of times they use fire to stop that. That was done as well. But both of them are legitimate, standard reasons. This is typical behavior for ranchers and farmers. It's done all the time. Even the Indians back in the day used to light backfires to stop greater destruction of property, etc. This is commonly done. But somehow the federal government and their belligerence has turned this into a terrorist discussion.
Mm-hmm. Sam, you came to our farm, and we looked, Mrs. Finelli and I looked at several farms prior to buying this one. And there was a really neat farm that I liked very much, and it was 240 acres, and it bordered Bennett Spring State Park, just outside of Lebanon. And I looked at the trees, and I saw all this charring of, looked like there'd been a bad fire, and a lot of the trees were burned. And I asked around, they said, oh, yeah, the parks department burns it every few years. They set the whole place on fire to destroy the brush.
Yeah, so what happened when the government does this? Why aren't they up on terrorist charges, too?
That's the whole point. That's the whole point. So they even burn the next door.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Attention Americans who are tired of struggling with credit card debt. Did you know there's a secret some bankers use to pay off credit card debt up to 900% faster? If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, then you may qualify to get out of debt up to 900% faster and save thousands of dollars. But how does it work? The same way you qualify to be approved for credit, it's also possible to be approved for an interest rate reduction. In some cases, depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your interest rate reduced to as little as 0%. This can allow you to save as much as $9,800 and get out of debt up to 900% faster. The best part is you can get all the details free at RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer will be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Captain John Reagan's with us, and Sam Bushman is reporting on the standoff in Oregon, and I mentioned that it in Missouri at Bennett Springs State Park, the Parks Department sets fire to their woods, and the fire spread to a neighboring property and burned a couple hundred more acres.
And this happens all the time, Vincent, though. This isn't a once-in-a-while thing. The federal government does this all the time. They've done so for literally decades.
Yeah, and let's talk about what happens. One of the things that happens is the rabbits and the squirrels and, you know, all those animals who live there and larger animals are absolutely scared to death, and they should be, because the fire is raging toward them. And that's what these guys in government do. And so here's the question I have, and then I'd love to hear John Reagan's thoughts. Do you think that this standoff can escalate? And this is for conjecture. Do you think that this standoff can escalate to the point where Barry Satoru will say, "I told you these guns are out of control. Look, see, these guys are bringing guns." Now, I'm 100% convinced that the FBI
right now.
Okay,
go ahead,
I'm
John.
Absolutely convinced. I'm convinced that no one from the federal government is coming without arms. I believe they're amassing weapons of destruction, MRAPs, tanks, you know, Ruby Ridge style, Waco style arms, weapons, tear gas, you know, those kinds of things, grenades. I believe that all of this is on its way, if it hasn't already arrived, in Oregon. Do you think that this is the reason that will be used for, or one of the reasons for the gun grab that Barry, the guy who said, "I'm not going to take your rifle, I'm not going to take your pistol, I'm not going to take your shotgun," that guy said in the early days of his administration?
Oh, let me paint a picture here. You know, they've already put those that believe in the Constitution, Christianity, and a number of other things on the enemies list. And this is not helping our cause any. And one of the things that we can be certain of when he announces his new plans is that he's going to include all those people on the no-fly list from owning guns. Now, it's just about impossible to find out what gets you on the list. It's practically impossible to get off the list. But if you believe in the Constitution, don't be surprised if you find yourself on the list and then with no charges, no court hearings, you will lose your gun rights. And I think they're just playing right into that plot. And let me contrast that to one of the things happening here in Texas. There's a ranch that the government's after here, too. It's up on the border with Oklahoma. What's different here, though, is that we've got a governor who says to the feds to stay the heck out.
Sam?
Well, I think John's right when he says that if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in God, family, and country, they're going to basically dub you a terrorist or an enemy combatant. Their whole goal is to take away your due process and the rule of law. And that's really where Ammon Bundy has a valid point. Agree or disagree with what he's done. I disagree with what he's done. I think he's setting our movement back significantly, and I agree with John that no good's going to come from it. Hopefully we can avert a serious crisis of death on either side, or both sides for that matter. But Ammon Bundy's got a point when he says, look, we better do something in America, and we better do something fast. Now, I believe something different should have been done, but he's right, because they're getting to where they're just simply saying, Vincent, you believe in Jesus, or you believe in this, or you don't believe in that, or you did or didn't do this or that, and therefore, you know what, you're an enemy combatant, you are a terrorist. You're a domestic threat, you're whatever term they use, you're a lone wolf, and they've codified a lot of these terms in law now, through NDAA, and the list goes on and on and on, the Patriot Act, et cetera, where now you won't have any rights at all, and they'll just do whatever they want with you. See, that can't be let stand in America. I disagree with the way they're going about it, but the point is well taken, and we don't disagree with, we cannot let that continue, Vincent, or else it's going to be me and you next. First they came for the Jews, and I wasn't a Jew, so I didn't care idea comes to mind. This is serious business, and John's got a valid point, Vincent.
You know, if we could ask Sitting Bull what he thought about the promises that the American government has made to the Indians, he would say that the American government, they're a bunch of liars. That's what he would say.
And that's what right.
And that's what he did say. That's what he did say.
And he would be right, too. In other words, we got to agree with that reality. And that's really the problem that Ammon's pointing to. So the real question comes down to how do we disagree with Ammon but advocate for the same points? And that's the bad position they put us in. That's very difficult to do. I personally believe if there wasn't 700 people protesting last Saturday, but there was more like 700,000, I believe that the Hammonds would be free today, Vincent. If we had enough Americans put a dollar a day into the cause of liberty, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is one great way to do that. But if we put enough money in, we could take out ads in the big newspapers. We could buy the media back, and we could tell the story that would be a whole different narrative than the federal government. And I believe we could take America back. The problem is we don't have great enough numbers. We don't have enough education. And Americans aren't willing to take action because they've been indoctrinated rather than educated about the truth, about their rights, about what's being done to violate their rights by the out-of-control federal government. We need to restore the understanding of checks and balances, and restore the understanding of local autonomy, local sovereignty. These are the things that are missing to this component. We need Americans to be educated and then to take peaceful action. We don't have enough of us at all. 700 is nice. It's a cool rally, but it isn't enough for sea change, and that's the problem, Vincent.
I'm looking at a quote by Sitting Bull.
You think the Hammonds would be free if we had 700,000 there instead of 700? But they would.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we just simply say we're not leaving until they're freed.
Mm-hmm. Sitting Bull said, "You come here to tell us lies, but we don't want to hear them." And, you know, our government has lied so much about so many things. It's you know, let's say the government said, "Okay, I'll tell you what, you guys win, we're leaving," and then the protesters leave. And the government says, "Okay, they left. We can do whatever we want again." Our government's not to be trusted for anything, including having our images that they use for the database to identify us. You know, it wasn't supposed to be like that. My Social Security card says not for identification purposes. It says it right on it. I don't believe a word our government says. I'm sorry to say that. I don't like saying that. I wish I could believe them, but I don't. So now what? What do we do, Sam? Did we lose Sam?
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
So what, Sam? What do we do? What do we do?
Well,
you know, if you don't like the fact
opinion,
that guns
do,
are,
let's separate what we do with the Hammonds versus the Bundys versus in America in general. So there's three kind of ideas here. With the Hammonds, we support them and we really push all local officials as peacefully and as politely but as forcefully as we can to release the Hammonds on a compassionate release and let them go home to their families, for crying out loud. The man's 73 years old. Let him be with his family. He's not causing any harm to anybody. That's the first thing we need to understand. We need to push for that. Secondly, when it comes to the Ammon, Bundy, and crew, we need to reject what they're doing. We don't need to pick up arms and go join them. We need to say, you know what, we agree with their general points, their concerns. They're valid. But the way they're going about it is completely, completely wrong. Then, on an American side of things, we need to have enough Americans to put their money where their mouth is and buy back enough media so that your show, Vincent, can educate and tell the tale of liberty. Right now, you do a great job, but your microphone's not big enough. We, the American people, need to make sure that it is big enough. And until we do those things to truly get rid of the indoctrination going on from the mainstream press in bed with government and replace it with true education from the people, we're not going to gain ground. We're not. Because it's about education and then peaceful action. And there's got to be enough of us to create a sea change.
Sam, as you say this, I'm thinking about George Washington. You know, how would he have handled this? Would he have said,
let's be very clear. A lot of people believe the American Revolution just happened. It was like one day everybody woke up and they're like, all right, we're done. The American Revolution took literally decades in the making. And they fought for freedoms. They pushed peacefully. In fact, if you read the Declaration of Independence, it articulates to a candid world before God and angels and witnesses everywhere of the abuses they took over literally several decades. Mm-hmm. And so it didn't just culminate in this war like everybody thinks. The final time they decided to pick up arms and defend themselves was when the federal government said, "We're coming for your guns." And the founders said, "You know what? That's the line in the sand. We're not looking for a fight, but we cannot let you take away our guns or we'll never be able to stop you again." And that's kind of the playbook we need to play from. There's so many peaceful actions we haven't even tried, Vincent, it's not funny. We need to go through those things. We need to get our greater numbers and educate. But I can't find a million Americans that will even put $1 into a cause, can you?
No.
Okay, 1 million Americans, ladies and gentlemen, is like what, 1/3 of 1% of the nation?
Sam, I can't find 10,000 people to come to an expo with 81-hour seminars.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Until Americans decide that they're going to get in the game, unless they're going to set down the beer and the TV remote or the whatever, the porn, whatever they're doing, and decide that America matters and freedom matters and our rights matter and liberty for the next generation matters, we're not going to gain ground. I don't care how rabid or how intense any small, tiny contingent gets. We're not going to change the game. We're just going to get in trouble. But as soon as we have enough education instead of indoctrination, as soon as we have enough good people standing together peacefully for a cause and demanding our rights in ways that are productive, the better off we'll be. If that peaceful rally, like I said, instead of 700 people had 7,000 or 70 or 700,000, until we get those kind of numbers, it's not going to make a difference.
Sam, I want to thank you. Please stay with us, but I want to thank you for carrying this broadcast. Sam Bushman is the owner of Liberty News Radio. And this broadcast airs 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention business owners who would like to save up to $10,000 in taxes this year. Did you know in 1913 the tax code and regulations were only 400 pages? But today they are over 74,000 pages. And each year politicians create more laws which only add to the confusion. But here's the good news. As a business owner, you may qualify for a special program which can have the IRS pay up to $10,000 towards the cost of your next truck or SUV. Sound too good to be true? Of course it does. But don't worry, because now you can get all the details for free in an exciting new report from RealCashSecrets.com. Again, the report is free. Just go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because many experts believe this program could be terminated next year. So grab this free report before time runs out. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why
today?
God, you're.
Take my.
When you go
to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. Sam Bushman is with us. He's the owner of Liberty News Radio. And Liberty News Radio carries this broadcast in the evenings, 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Central Time. LibertyNewsRadio.com. And John Reagan, your thoughts?
Yeah, just back up. You know, about 8.5 years I was in the Air Force. I was always doing something with war plans. So I see a lot more areas going on here, and this is an important event that's going on. But we've got larger events that's going to overtake those as well. One is our financial condition, which is horrific. I've been meaning to get in and redo the numbers to see what the updated expected time frame is, and that's been overwritten by this Fukushima reporting since we found out just how bad the situation is with the radiation release that first week in Fukushima. And I'm, you know, my best guess without having the numbers in front of me is that the financial problems are going to get hit really hard this year rather than next year. And that's if World War III doesn't end first. And notice I didn't say start. From what I see, World War III has started, but has not ended yet. We've got a lot of problems, and the situation we're in has been in effect for over 100 years. They've been working and taking down this nation, and that's if you start with the Federal Reserve Act. You can probably point to situations before then. It's not a pretty picture. There's no great answers, and I don't see a way of turning the country around. At this point, the best you can do is try to take care of your loved ones.
And that is exactly what I have been doing.
And
I agree generally that we need to take care of our loved ones and prepare for times to get worse. I concur with that. But remember, God wins in the end, folks. And so let's not take a negative view to the point of discouragement. Otherwise, you'll leave people with no direction. There are solutions. There are ways to preserve your family. There are ways for USA to prepare, if you will. USA prepares. There are ways to make a difference. And even though it may not save the whole nation, even though we have tough times are coming, you got to look at the bright spots, and you got to look about what you can do. And every day above ground, every day that you can spend with your wife and children, or your husband and children, whatever the case may be, every day you could spend freely going about your day-to-day activities is a good day. And we just need to make sure that there are more of those days. Remember that ever since Cain killed Abel, they've been trying to create a tyranny in the world. They haven't got it yet, guys, and they're not going to get it. So just remember that.
Well, we're going to do our best to prevent losing. But, you know, we do need to prepare. We do need to focus. We do need to turn off the television and spend that time wisely that we have rather than waste it. I do believe we need to stop watching games and guys with short pants chasing balls and talking about that at work the next day. We need to spend our time very wisely and prepare for what's coming, because we are surrounded. We are surrounded with threats, and this is just one more. And as you talked about George Washington and the first revolution starting, it took a long time to get going, and the line in the sand was the gun grab. And that's what Barry's talking about, Sam. He's talking about the gun grab.
John, what do you say?
Like I say, there's times we need to push back. And I think what you did was good, and now that's gone into a situation that we've already discussed that, boy, you're really kind of hurting the fight at this point. And all those people that consider, you know, people believing the Constitution is crazy, they're just adding fuel to that fire.
John Reagan, are you saying bringing guns to Oregon is the wrong thing to do? Is that what I'm hearing you say?
You know, the protest was great. What they did after that.
I am saying that's absolutely the wrong thing to do, Vinny.
Yep, I know you are, Sam. And I believe that's what I'm hearing John Reagan say.
Yep.
Sam Bushman, thank you for being with us today and sharing your update. As to what
anytime, my friend, thank you. Godspeed, USAPrepares.com.
Godspeed, Sam Bushman. And John Reagan, I'll be back tomorrow, Fukushima 106 and 107. Thank you, Captain John Reagan. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.